FMW233AH, Monticello, New York, and streaming live online at wjffradio.org. It's 12:59. It's about 70 degrees here at our studios in Jeffersonville. Stay tuned for Now and Then.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Holy Antique Exchange, 8,000 square feet of antiques and collectibles for decorating, collecting, and gift-giving, haexchange.com, and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, we're going to be listening to music by the greatest rock and roll guitar player in the world, the amazing singer-songwriter Eric Clapton.
Thank you. the cross of the leaf I'm sinking down.
Eric Clapton, live with his band Cream. That was recorded in San Francisco at the Fillmore Auditorium in 1968. And that's Eric Clapton. That's a trio. That's just three guys. And what a unique sound, a lead guitar sound that Clapton has in this recording. Jack Bruce is on bass and Ginger Baker is playing drums. Cream. And that song is called Crossroads, written by a man named Robert Johnson. And it's kind of interesting for me because Robert Johnson was from Fort Worth, Texas, where he lived and recorded most of his early blues recordings in a hotel room in Fort Worth. And the Crossroads, I've actually been down to Rosedale and Evans in Fort Worth, which is the crossroads that the song is written about. That song became one of Eric Clapton's signature pieces. And Robert Johnson inspired him from the very beginning. So, you know, he was born in 1945. He's British. And he gets his very first guitar when he's 13 years old. And he starts playing the blues right away. I mean, he's not... The way he talks about it is it wasn't an easy thing for him. He didn't pick up the guitar and it was just a natural thing for him. He had to work really hard. He was obsessed with guitar playing. And so Robert Johnson was his earliest inspiration. He joins a couple of early rock and roll bands. He actually becomes a member of the Yardbirds in 1963 when he's 18 years old. And the Yardbirds have a really big hit, their first big hit called For Your Love. And Eric Clapton's playing lead guitar on that. But by the time that song was released and they became famous, he'd already left the band. So after the Yardbirds, Eric Clapton joins John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. And in November of 65, and he's 20 years old now, he releases an album that establishes his incredible worldwide fame and influence. They used to say Clapton is God from the way that he played on the Blues Breakers album. And once again, it became incredibly influential, but by the time that the album was released, he had left the band. So Clapton is God was graffiti that started appearing in the underground in England, in the Islington Underground Station, in 1967. And pretty soon everywhere the phrase Clapton is God started appearing because of the way his guitar sounded. He started Cream in July of 1966, right after he left the Blues Breakers. And this is when he starts to actually sing. He'd pretty much just been playing the guitar to that point, but he actually started singing in Cream. And he visits the United States for the first time with Cream in 1967. So that guitar sound of his, let's listen to some more of that. When he was in the Blues Breakers and when he starts with Cream, the way he gets this guitar sound, it's like world famous, this guitar sound. He started out playing a Fender Telecaster through a Vox amp, and a Vox amp is the same amp the Beatles used to play for. And when he switches to John Mayall, and then when he goes into Cream, what he's playing is a 1960 Gibson Les Paul Standard through a Marshall amplifier. And he calls this unique tone that he gets, he has a name for it, he calls it the woman tone. So in Cream, he starts with a Gibson SG solid body with humbucking pickups. And what he does, this is really unusual, he turns the Marshall amplifier all the way up. He cranks it. And then he turns down the volume on the guitar practically to zero. And so it's a very unusual approach that he has. And one of the best examples of that sound is on The Sunshine of Your Love. So let's listen to that. This was from Cream's Disraeli Gears album from 1967, Sunshine of Your Love. And right after that, we'll hear another Cream recording called Badge. So Eric Clapton with Cream. Thank you.
I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dull surprise.
Been waiting so long. I've been waiting.
Cream, featuring Eric Clapton on lead guitar. We just heard Sunshine of Your Love, followed by Badge. This is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. And today's show, we're exploring the music of the amazing blues guitarist, Eric Clapton. So that last song that we heard, Badge, that song was recorded in the studio and was released on Cream's farewell album called Goodbye. Cream was only together 2 years, from 1966 through 68. And that last song that we heard called Badge was co-written by Eric Clapton and George Harrison. Eric and George became friends. They met each other when the Yardbirds shared a show with the Beatles at the London Palladium. And Eric Clapton, at the same time that they had written that song Badge, about the same time, he records lead guitar on the Beatles' White Album for the George Harrison song While My Guitar Gently Weeps. That's Eric Clapton playing on that song. And that very same year, George Harrison releases his first solo album called Wonderwall Music. And that was the first album, solo Harrison album, that Clapton also played the guitar on. And they were really great friends. But because of all these contractual restraints, Eric Clapton could never get any credits on any of Harrison's albums for the guitar playing that he did. But they were great friends, and they'd often played live together, you know, guesting for each other. And the year after Harrison died, in 2001, Eric Clapton was the one who organized the tribute concert. He was the musical director of that. But anyway, back to our story. So Cream disbands in 1968, and lo and behold, Eric Clapton becomes a member of Blind Faith. Blind Faith, the same drummer that was with Eric Clapton in Cream, Ginger Baker, joined by Steve Winwood from Traffic. And if you were listening last week about this time, I did a show on Steve Winwood last week, which is kind of what inspired me to bring Eric Clapton to your attention again. So Blind Faith, they were only together 7 months, but they were incredibly successful. I mean, he's already a huge international star. And the very first time that Blind Faith plays their very first gig, you know, they make their debut, there's 100,000 people in attendance at London's Hyde Park in June of 1969. So let's hear a track from that Blind Faith recording. You know, Eric Clapton is an amazing guitarist. He's also a pretty good songwriter. A lot of the material that he records is covers of other people's songs, blues compositions and things. But he does write some really wonderful songs. So on today's show, I'm trying to feature songs that he himself has written. So let's listen to an Eric Clapton composition from the Blind Faith recording. This is called The Presence of the Lord. Eric Clapton with Blind Faith.
Yeah.
Eric Clapton on lead guitar with Blind Faith. That was his composition called The Presence of the Lord. But you know, that sounds like Steve Winwood singing lead on that song. My name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. And you know what? We have a very fabulous auction coming up here for the radio station. I wanted to mention it to you. This is called the Wonderful Things Auction. And it's this Saturday, October the 30th. And, you know, $5 admission includes a glass of wine. And it's an all-day silent live auction. It starts, the live auction is at 12:45. And we have so many amazing things that people have donated to us to benefit WJFF, your community radio. There's antiques, everything like from $5 to $500. We've got romantic getaways. All kinds of local restaurants and shops have given us gift certificates. All kinds of furniture, Tiffany lamps, fine crystal. Oh my God, I love dishes and lamps and crystal. Watch out. You know, there's tickets to the Metropolitan Opera. Well, nobody told me that. I was just reading that. I'm going to actually have to go. Now I have to go. Tickets to the Metropolitan Opera. Yes. Fine arts, sculpture, ceramics, posters and prints. Everything. It's fabulous. JFF's Wonderful Things Auction. And you know what? You can bid in advance. You can go on our website, that's www.wjffradio.org, and you can bid in advance on some of these items. Check it out. So anyway, maybe I'll see you there. So here we are today. We are kind of exploring the career of Eric Clapton. So Blind Faith, major supergroup, huge international stardom, 7 months. And then they break up. So, you know, Eric Clapton has been in the limelight intensely for a while, and he decides to step into the background. So it's like 1969, and he goes on tour as a sideman with the American group Delaney and Bonnie and Friends, who he met when he was in Blind Faith. And also that year, he goes with John Lennon to Toronto, and he plays with the Plastic Ono Band, and he records that live album, Live Peace in Toronto, which was released with the Plastic Ono Band. That was the very first time that John Lennon ever played with anybody outside of the Beatles. So, you know, it's interesting how Eric Clapton had those different relationships, the rock and roll royalty of England, you know. So, The next band that he forms is in 1970. He forms Derek and the Dominoes, and basically it's the rhythm section from the Delaney and Bonnie and Friends band. And they release an amazing composition, just a monster hit single. It's such a beautiful love song. It's called Layla. And that's the title track of the album that he releases with Derek and the Dominoes. And it's a song that was inspired by a book that he was given by a friend of his, A Persian Love Story, The Story of Layla and Majnun. And it's the tale of this young man who falls hopelessly in love with this beautiful, unavailable woman. And he goes crazy because he can't marry her. Well, you know, I normally don't go into the gossipy bits about musicians' lives, but this is such a famous story. George Harrison and Eric Clapton were such close friends, and Eric fell in love with Patty Boyd, George's wife, hopelessly in love with her, and the song Layla is dedicated to her. Eventually he marries Patty Boyd. But let's listen to this incredible song from the double LP, Derek and the Dominoes, Layla. This was recorded in Miami with producer Tom Dowd on Atlantic Records. This is the same producer who had worked with Cream on Disraeli Gears. And Layla was recorded actually in two sections. There's this opening guitar section first, and then like several months later, they record the second section, and the drummer from the album, Jim Gordon, composes and plays the piano part on this song. So this is Eric Clapton's love song, Layla. Eric Clapton's Layla from his 1970 recording with Derek and the Dominoes. This is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on 90.5 FM WJFF. So, Eric Clapton. That was the last time he was actually a member of a band, so to speak. As of from 1970 through today, he has maintained an incredibly active solo career, collaborating with so many different musicians. In fact, he's just released his latest album in September 2010. That's about a month ago. And I have a copy of it here. We're going to be listening to a few tracks from that coming up later in the show. So we've heard a lot of his electric guitar playing. You know, I talked about that incredible lead sound that he had. When he joined Cream, he started to sing. But, you know, singing was, you know how I said when he learned to play the guitar that it wasn't just something that came naturally to him, how he became obsessed and he had to work really hard to become the guitar player that he is. Well, I feel that same way about his singing and about his voice. He has really developed as a singer, and his recent recordings really start to focus more on leading with his singing. So I thought we would be listening to some of his acoustic guitar playing, and get to hear how he has developed as a beautiful singer. He released an album in 1992 called Unplugged, and he received the Grammy Award for the Album of the Year. For that album, Unplugged. And the album features a song called Tears in Heaven. Eric's four-year-old son, Connor, died in a tragic accident. He fell out of the window of an apartment in New York City in 1991. And Clapton wrote this most amazing, beautiful song called Tears in Heaven. He co-wrote it with Will Jennings. He got 6 Grammy Awards for that one song, Tears in Heaven. So I thought it would be a beautiful thing to hear him from his Unplugged album. This is Eric Clapton's Tears in Heaven. And followed by that, we'll hear a blues composition called Rollin' and Tumbling, which is a song that he had recorded on his very first album long time ago in 1967 with Cream on their first debut album called Fresh Cream. He did a version of Rollin' and Tumbling in his electric rock and roll wild days. So it's interesting to hear these two acoustic versions. Eric Clapton, Unplugged. Thank you. Clapton, Unplugged. That was Rolling and Tumbling. And before that, we heard his composition, Tears in Heaven. This is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. So, recently, in February 2008, Eric Clapton got together with his old Blind Faith bandmate and good friend, Steve Winwood, and they did a concert together at Madison Square Garden. I played a couple of tracks from that concert last week. So I thought I'd play one today of a Jimi Hendrix composition that these guys played. You know, Hendrix was in England all through the late 60s, and Clapton was inspired, as everyone was, by Hendrix. So it's incredible to hear this recording. This is live from Madison Square Garden. This is Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood doing Jimi Hendrix, Little Wing.
Thank you.
Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood. Eric Clapton live at Madison Square Garden in 2008. This is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. And today's program has been about Eric Clapton, an amazing solo career. About a month ago, he just released his most recent solo album, and it's simply entitled Clapton. So let's listen to a song. September 2010, this is an Eric Clapton composition called Run Back to Your Side. Eric Clapton. This is Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then, today's show about the most amazing guitarist, the greatest guitarist in the world, Eric Clapton. Thanks for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Holy Antique Exchange, 8,000 square feet of antiques and collectibles for decorating, collecting, and gift-giving, haexchange.com, and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH Monticello, New York, and streaming online at wjffradio.org. It's 159. It's about 70 degrees, and the forecast for tonight is for showers, lows in the mid-50s, chance